For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mind Aware, 518.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. You are going to love today's topic. We actually had somebody write in, and it's a really interesting question. She's wondering about being authentic and having confidence and putting yourself out there in a bigger way that's safe. How do you do it? And it's just wrapped up with a whole bunch of stuff about being fearful and all of that good stuff. So I'm just going to start out by reading it to you. By the way, if you would like your subject addressed on the show, you just need to go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana and fill out the form there, and heck, we'll talk about your stuff. Here we go. So here is what she wrote in to say. She said, the problem she'd like to fix is I would like to feel safer in the world so to more easily step into the limelight. I feel like I'm not being able to show up. It makes it very difficult for me to build anything close to what I could, almost like a phobia, like freeze or flight, when she tries to publish anything, or especially when she tries to be authentic about something that's controversial, maybe social or politically controversial. She's got this whole background of things she's trying to fix, like acting classes and therapy and seeing a counselor, all of these kind of things. She mentions that she has tried hiding who she was for years, and it's no longer an option. She's a guardian type, so she has no trouble standing up for other people or protecting, and she's got this backstory, been in a situation of abuse, so she has a hard time trusting people or that people have her back. So lots of stuff in there to kind of sort through, because one of the things she mentions is that she's been trying to fix this with action. So trying to feel the fear and do it anyway, or try to force herself to act differently. So the first thing I want to say is, don't do that, because that's kind of what the culture tells us, right? Just force yourself to be different or force yourself to act differently, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's horrible. And in my humble opinion and experience, when you act from a place that is a negative place on the emotional scale, you meet with worse results. You're not putting your best you forward, and you're not showing the world your best self. And so you're not getting the good results. You're instead bringing the fearful you to the world, or the angry you to the world. And granted, sometimes when you're angry, stuff gets done, but it's not sustainable. And the person who wrote in even said in her own words in her email that it's an energy drain. It's not a sustainable lifestyle or way of being. So what do you do then? How do you start to shift this, and how do you start to feel differently? So the first thing I want to talk about is that I want you to recognize, and I know it's sometimes hard to see this when it's ourselves that are doing this, but everything that you've got listed here, this is a story, and it's a story that you're keeping alive. So all of these things that you are uncomfortable, it's a phobia, it's freeze or flight, I have a hard time feeling confident, all of these things, it's just a story that you regurgitate, and it's a habit of thought. So let's say you have somebody who's been shy their entire life, and their first memory is even as a little kid speaking up, and their mom saying, oh, he's so shy, And he's so shy, he doesn't talk to people. And everybody around them reinforces that they're shy. And their whole life, they talk about themselves as being shy. Well, obviously, it's going to be easy for this person to act like a shy person in the world because they have been telling that story for so many years. They've been hearing that story from other people. That story is everywhere to be seen. And so it feels very real, and in fact, it is very real, but it's still a story. It started as a story, it's been perpetuated as a story, and the only person now keeping this story alive is you. And so you have to decide, do I want to keep this story alive? Do I want to keep telling this story, and do I want to keep this story alive? Because as you may have heard me say once or twice, the problem is never the problem. The problem is that we keep talking and thinking about the problem. So the problem isn't that you've got a phobia or fight or flight or that you don't feel like stepping into the limelight or any of that stuff. The problem is that you keep regurgitating those ideas about yourself. What I mentioned before still holds true. I don't want you to start to behave in different ways. Force yourself to get out there. Force yourself to feel differently. But step one in this process is to start to choose to think in different ways. So you have to be your own best cheerleader and your own best supporter, which should be easy because you probably had a lifelong of feeling like you have to do that since you felt like other people haven't had your back. You have to be your own champion of looking for evidence that this isn't true and finding ways to talk about the current situation in a way that feels better, as though it's getting better, as though things are starting to shift. And so that is my number one favorite mantra of all time, and that is something has shifted. Something has shifted, because your brain knows what something is. And when you start saying something has shifted, I'm starting to notice that I'm more open to the idea of feeling more confident. And even confidence probably is too strong a word. You might even start to say, like, I'm starting to feel more authentic. The more I'm training my brain, the more relaxed I am about being me. I'm starting to notice that I'm trusting people more. I'm starting to look with more open eyes for people I trust. I'm starting to look for more evidence that the world is a safe place. I like the idea of feeling safe and supported. It's a nice idea to feel safe and supported. I like looking for evidence that I'm safe and supported. I like looking over my history and seeing that there are times I've been safe and there are times I've been supported. I like seeing that I can choose to see the world how I want to. I can choose to see myself how I want to. And I like the idea of feeling more and more safe every day. It feels so good to know that I get to choose who I am. I like rewriting my script. I like rewriting my story. I like seeing the new me, right? So you have to milk that new story. This old story is just practice. That's why it feels real. When you're growing up, if everybody tells you you're shy, you're shy, you're shy, you're shy, you're shy, and if you tell yourself you're shy, you're shy, you're shy, you're shy, it's practice. And so it's the same thing here. This is just a matter of practicing a new story. And sometimes the best you can do is say, something has shifted. I'm starting to notice that. I'm open to the idea of, I like the idea of, things are getting better. Things are getting better for me, right? So that's step one. You must think in your own head. You get to choose. Do you want your reticular activating system to keep giving you the same result, or do you want to think in your own head? Now, the next thing I want to suggest is that take action, like saying something controversial, when it feels like the next logical step. Don't do it when it's a feel bad. Do it when it just feels like it's natural to do it. And you'll know, because you won't have any fear around it. It'll just come out of your mouth. And then in hindsight, you'll go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that. And you'll laugh, right? So don't give it too much thought. Just do things when they feel like the next logical step, okay? And then the last thing I want to tell you that I think is really important is that I think as a culture, as a society, and this probably goes worldwide, but it's certainly here in North America, but worldwide, we are a fix-it culture. We are so busy looking at all the ways we sabotage ourselves and how we need to be better and how we need to change and how we need to fix. And I'd only be better if I do this. And I wish I could feel that way. And I'm not this enough or that enough. And I am here to tell you, you are fine. You are perfectly fine. You are perfect exactly as you are. And furthermore, and you're not going to like to hear this, but you're never going to get it all done. Every time we fix something, we find something else we want to fix. And so the quote-unquote work is really living with our imperfection. Really living with the idea that, you know what, we can have a history of something that we didn't like happen and be happy. We can have a situation going on now that we don't like and still be happy. We can build our businesses without having to fix these things. I can't build my business if I'm not confident. I can't build my business if I'm not techie. I can't build my business if I'm a procrastinator. Poppycock to all of that. Is that still used? I don't think that is. So you are fine. You're just fine like you are. Feel the joy and do it anyway. Feel the joy and do it anyway. Tell yourself good things about yourself. Make evidence for your success. Feel good now. Know that happiness is the path and that you are awesome. And that goes for each and every one of you out there. Start today with that gentle new story and keep it flowing and keep it flowing and keep it flowing. And pretty soon, the new story feels like the real story. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?